Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Eli Somogyi, Virtual Events Manager for VEdan, a conferencing firm near Tel Aviv. Eli, explain what conferencing is. Is it where people sit in a room, or is it where people never come in contact with each other?
We will do video conferences where you have a large number of people in a conference room speaking to someone either overseas in another country or just in the building next door that can't come in. We will do conferences where everyone's sitting in their own office, or their own home, connecting on their own by phone, by their computer, however they need to connect.
In general, you're basically bringing at least one person to other people where otherwise this would be impossible.
Exactly.
How do you do virtual conferencing? Is there special equipment or is it facilitated only online? How does that work?
So we actually have an audio bridge in our offices so that we can provide audio service directly from the office without having to connect to any companies overseas. Which gives us hardline phone service of high quality with international dial-in numbers because most people have participants calling in from all over the world. Additionally, we have cloud video, which means that participants don't even have to install anything to have a video conference with their participants. We as well have traditional video conferencing systems and equipment that we sell to help people connect to their participants all over.
The elephant in the room, coronavirus, has business picked up because of this?
Business has definitely picked up because of this. We're seeing about a 200 to 300% uptick in minutes every day. This started about Thursday last week with the announcements of people starting to go into home quarantine. In addition, we're seeing more and more leads coming in from the website, from other clients referring companies to us. Probably 200% more leads per day that we normally get in a month.
You offer audio and video conferencing. Has the balance changed?
I think it remains the same. Israelis, on the whole, tend to like audio conferencing better than video conferencing. Especially people at home would rather be on the phone than on video because their home offices are not necessarily as professional looking as their work offices. So I'd say the ratio is still the same.
For example, give me an idea of volume, not just how it may have picked up in terms of percentages. How many customers might contact you in one day before this, and how many customers are now contacting you?
On an average day, I'd say we maybe get 20 customers contacting us. Now we're getting 50, sometimes even 70 in a day.
And do they say why they're contacting you? Do they specifically say we would like to keep people safe?
They always mention that they are now working from home. They don't want people coming into the office, whether it's specifically for their safety or to follow the rules of the government. It's unclear, but they definitely are looking to find a way to connect their employees from home.
You mentioned something about equipment. Occasionally, is there special equipment that has to be brought in?
Yeah, that's actually grown a lot as while there are many companies have a few people still in the office and they'd like to connect elsewhere, and we have high quality cameras and sound systems and microphones to use in conference rooms so that the quality of the sound or the quality of their video conference will be much better than just using a laptop or something. We've actually maxed out the stock that's in the country at the moment.
You are listening to Eli Somogyi, Virtual Events Manager for VEdan, a conferencing firm near Tel Aviv. What would happen if, for some reason, VEdan said to its own employees, you have to work from home? Would you be able to service your clients?
We actually are working from home partially. While we're defined as a critical company, and everyone has the critical status on their employee cards. We are trying to lessen the number of people in the office, and we have people connecting remotely so that our customers won't feel the difference.
In other words, VEdan and companies like it are recognized as companies that simply have to be up and working no matter what?
Yeah. And based on the number of clients we have actively using the service to enable them to stay safe and stay home, it makes sense that they would want to make sure that the service stays active.
Eli Somogyi, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.